The Federal Minister for Agriculture and Water Resources, David Littleproud, joins me on the line now. Minister, good morning.
Oh, good morning. Great to be with you.
What do you blame for this ecological disaster? Is it the drought which is reducing the inflows, or is too much water being allocated to irrigators?
It's a severe drought, and we have to be honest about that. It's not just fish that have hurt in this. In fact, in Western Queensland, Western New South Wales, we've seen thousands of kangaroos that have died because of the drought. They've starved. We just haven't had the rain. And until we get that, that is the only silver bullet. But what we need to make sure is that we're managing that as precisely as we possibly can, helping the New South Wales government, who Noel Blair has done a great job in trying to lead through these circumstances. We have to be honest with people and get them to understand that there will be more of these events. In fact, there's been 600 of these events over the last 30, 40 years in New South Wales alone. So they're not a new phenomenon. There's something that's happened. In fact, even in flood times, you can get a black run where black water comes in and kills fish as well. So this is something that happens within the natural environment. We have to understand it better, and we need to work collaboratively. And for the first time since Federation, we now have all basin states in the Commonwealth in agreement of the Murray-Darling Basin Plan. In fact, on the 20th of September, the Australian Greens and the Australia Labor Party also ticked off on that science.
There seems to be a bit of a blame game going around, though, because some farmers and water experts are blaming mismanagement by the governments and the Murray-Darling Basin Authority for example, repeated draining of the Menindee Lakes.
Well, when the New South Wales government sits down and the Queensland Victorian government sit down with their allocations, they allocate to the environment, to critical human needs, and to a high security irrigation licences only, which are a very small part of it. So the environment and particularly human needs is what is prioritised when those agencies sit down and work out what allocations are then given to irrigators. And if you look through a number of these parts of New South Wales, there is zero general allocation to a lot of those farmers. And even in Queensland, up in the top part of the basin, there's next to nix. It's dry. There's no water flowing, and we've got to be honest, we can't make it rain. If I could, I would. I would have done it 8 years ago because my electorate's been in drought 8 years.
You've proposed a $5 million native fish management and recovery strategy. You've called this meeting of environmental and water managers. What is that $5 million strategy going to involve?
Well, look, we need to make sure that we have the best science, particularly around our native species and how we can manage these events. And they will continue to occur. They'll continue to occur for time to come. And we have to be honest and be practical about that and make sure that we are using the best science for our native species about how we look at those further risks.
But don't you have that best science already? You've got the Murray-Darling Basin Authority. It spent millions of dollars trying to manage this system, and now you're saying that we need another $5 million taken out of that fund specifically to look at native fish management.
This is a very acute and very specific part of the environment within the Murray-Darling. So there are many moving parts to it, and we're continuing to learn as our environment continues to evolve. And that's what good government does. They evolve with the environment and continue to make sure that we use the best science because, as I said, these events have happened in the past and they will happen again. And to make sure if there are learnings that we've learned from them, but if we got the best practices, then we continue to make sure that they're implemented as we expect.
Well, talking about learning, the New South Wales government is conceding that this probably won't be the last fish kill. The Greens reckon there should be a royal commission. The New South Wales opposition wants a special commission of inquiry. Does there need to be something of that nature?
Well, we just had the last piece of the Murray-Darling Basin Plan, the Northern Basin Review, which predicated all the science put on the table for the Northern Basin, and the Australian Labor Party and the Australian Greens allowed it to go through without any disallowance. So they agreed to the science. This is politics. And when I became the water minister, I took the politics out. I didn't call people names like what had happened in the past. It had to be a mature debate. It had to be predicated on science. The science was predicated, it was put in front of the parliament, and these people should stop playing politics. They agreed to the science less than 3 months ago. I just say, let's get on, let's collaborate, and let's make sure that we work best through this circumstance, which is trying, but it is a natural event. And as I said, it's not just in the rivers. We're seeing it for our marsupials that are dying because of this drought. But we can't make it rain. That's the one thing I can't do. But when I do find out to do that, I can tell you I probably won't be the ag minister anymore. I'll be making a few dollars.
All right. Well, we'll leave it there. Minister, thank you very much for joining AM. That is the Federal Minister for Agriculture and Water Resources, David Littleproud.